Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio, episode 65. My name is Dave, and I normally do my podcast recording on my way home from work in my car, but tonight, or I should say this morning, as it is 1:07 a.m., I am in my house, and I am in a room that has 10 computers in it, and each one of these computers is running some variant of Linux or Unix. But the device that I want to talk about tonight, the one I hold in my hand, does not run Linux. I want to talk about the Cowan U3. This, I think, still is the smallest personal video player you can buy. It's a Cowan iAudio U3, and I love this device. I love it so much I bought a second one, so I now have two, just in case the first one breaks. I've had the first one for at least a couple of years now, and it is a quote-unquote, to use the improper term, an MP3 player. It's much more than that. As it plays more than just MP3s, it plays videos. It's a picture viewer. It does the standard things that, you know, these small MP3 devices do. It has amazing sound quality. I'm not an audiophile, so if I were to read to you the specs, the audio specs, they'd be meaningless to me. But you can go to CowanAmerica.com products. Well, it's CowanAmerica.com/products/iAudio/U3 to find out more about this device. They're relatively inexpensive. You can get one for, depends on where you look, maybe $100, well, $120 to $180 maybe. They come in, I think, one gig and 4 gig. There may be a 2 gig model. But it's about the size, if you look at your smallest finger and your ring finger. It's a little bit less wide than those two fingers are side by side, and it's about as tall as my ring finger. So you've seen this form factor before in some other devices, and it's got a joystick or a toggle on the front and a small screen. I'm not sure the size of the screen off the top of my head, but this thing gets about 20 hours of battery life. I guess the video screen you can cover up with your thumb is small, but I have watched 96 episodes of Justice League Unlimited, Shaun of the Dead, and Napoleon Dynamite, I think, are the movies I've watched on this thing. The 96 episodes of Justice League Unlimited were quite enjoyable. Even though the screen is small, and if you're holding it in your hand, it's quite viewable. I don't think it's a full 30 frames per second or anything like that. It's probably half of that, but it is quite viewable. I don't use this device for video except, you know, if I'm on a plane or something. But the main thing I use this device for is to record. I record my podcast on iAudio U3. And before that, I used the iRiver T30, I think. But what I really like about the iAudio, other than the fact that it plays MP3s, WMAs, ASAF, waves, AUGs, and FLACs, and other than the fact that it works as a USB mass storage device in Linux, the thing I like most about it is that I can record on it with a non-powered microphone, and I can hear myself, so I can monitor the volumes the volume of my voice. I can hear myself with the iRiver T30. That's something I couldn't do. I would just have to listen to myself talk, not through the headphones, and I really had no way of determining if I was clipping or anything like that. With the iAudio, though, and I don't know about the other devices. I know some people that have bought other models of iAudios, and they've tested them out and tried to record with a non-powered microphone without much success. But I, like I said, I have two of them, and I can stick in just a regular old computer headset into this thing, and I can record my voice with a non-powered microphone. So I guess that means it's got a preamp in it, even though according to their website, you should not be able to do this. I can, and I've upgraded the firmware probably 4 or 5 times, and I've not lost this functionality. I guess that's one of the drawbacks is, unlike some of the more recent models of iAudio players, this does require Windows to upgrade the firmware. So I have to use my work laptop. It's an XP laptop to do that with. I thought at one time these things had been discontinued, but I don't think that's the case, because, I mean, there's still a whole page dedicated to this player at Cowan America, and I'm sure Cowan Global, too. But it works well with Linux. It works well with Mac OS X, I would imagine, and it works well with Windows, I'm sure. But this is the device for me. I've owned, like I said, 2 of them. I couldn't do my podcast in my car without it. I can use a powered microphone. I record the Upstate Carolina Linux Users Group podcast using a powered conference room microphone. I have run a microphone through a mixer board to this. I have run just a non-powered microphone to this. And through it all, I've been able to monitor what is being recorded with headphones, so it's really great. I'm even able to, using a device I bought at Radio Shack that strangely enough has no identifying part number on it whatsoever. If you go to RadioShack.com and just search for like cell phone recorder or mobile phone recorder, you'll see it. But it's a device that you plug your cell phone into, and the other end you plug into your recorder. So I've recorded cell phone conversations, I've recorded audio with a non-powered microphone, I've recorded audio with a powered microphone, and I've recorded audio with the line in. I guess the other drawback to this is that it records 128 kilobits per second, which is, I guess, CD quality, which is fine for a podcast, but it records in WMA, which is not a problem for me because you can easily convert that in Linux from the command line or several other graphical tools, but that's a little bit of a pain. I keep hoping with every firmware release or upgrade that they'll add, functionality recording. I'll get a play all, I'll get a play FLAC, get a play WAV. It'll do all these codecs or file formats. It'll play them just fine, but you can only record in WMA, which is just a little bit of a hassle. But I own I guess it's a fourth generation iPod I've had for a long time, and I put Rockbox on it a couple of years ago and have not looked back. I really only use it for long trips, listening to music. But this is one device that I see no need whatsoever to replace the firmware on. I really enjoy the firmware, the user interface. I was hesitant when I first got it about this toggle switch. You've seen these joystick-like buttons that stick up off these players sometimes, but it's got an audible click when you navigate with it. You can go up, down, right, left, and you can press down on the button, and it's got a lock button, of course. But what that toggle switch really allows you to do is operate this thing in your pocket. I mean, it's just really small, and you don't have to see the interface. It's got, I guess, tactile feel. You can feel it and you can hear it. So you, in the dark, you can navigate through the folders that contain your music. It's got everything I need, and it's got themes. It's customizable, I guess, graphically. But there's really nothing about this I don't like. It's got an FM player. You can record, I've already mentioned, line in or voice. There's a in the settings under recording, you can select that you want to record using an external mic, which is what I do for my podcast. There's a voice activate feature, so it will only record when it hears a voice. There's a feature called auto sync that I'm not real sure of what that's about, but you can record the line in volume and microphone volume. You can record the bit rate at which you record FM radio, because it's got FM radio built into it. You can control the bit rate that you record voice at and line in at. It's just really nice. I mean, I've got the Debian swirl on it is my default wallpaper. It comes with a graphical equalizer, and like I said, I'm not an audiophile. A bunch of other stuff, whatever BVE is, Mach 3 bass, MP enhanced, 3D surround sound, pan. For whatever reason, you'd want to have the audio move from your left to your left speaker to right speaker repeatedly. That's there. With some recordings, I'd imagine this has to do with either being a variable bitrate or constant bitrate. I'm not sure, but you can adjust the play speed. So you can speed up the speed that the audio plays back. So if you're in a hurry or if you have a lot of podcasts to listen to or whatever. This thing's really nice. It's really inexpensive. When I bought the second one, I was in the market to replace, well, not replace, but to buy a backup in case my first iAudio died on me, because that's what I record the podcast with. And that model's only a 1 gig, and I was thinking, and I'm having to do I listen to a lot of podcasts, and 1 gig just wasn't cutting it. So I was in the market to buy another device, and I looked around at a lot of them, but I knew I'd end up getting another iAudio, and I looked at, I guess, the D2 and the A7, I forget some of the models that I looked at. You know, bigger, better, newer, supposedly. But I came back to the U3, mainly because I know it does the line-in recording. It does the external microphone recording. It's the form factor I like. It's the toggle is nice and sturdy and allows for blind operation. Like I said, the only drawbacks that I can think of, and I've owned these for about 2 years now, is it requires Windows to do the firmware upgrades, and it records in WMA. But other than that, I am very happy with the U3. This is the best portable audio device I've ever owned. If one of these breaks, I'll buy a third one. I guess if there's a third thing that I would list as bad, as I dropped the first one that I own, I've dropped it several times, but the last time I dropped it, the hold switch that locks the buttons so you won't inadvertently press one of them, it broke. I mean, it's still on the machine. It didn't break off, but I guess the plastic tab inside the case no longer functions with that last drop. Anyway, I feel I'm beginning to ramble, and it's very late. So that's my review of the iAudio U3. If you're in the market for an audio device to listen to podcasts to record a podcast on, or even to watch video, you owe it to yourself to check out the iAudio U3. All right, until tomorrow, this has been Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.